You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 16. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Thank you for joining me today. This is the second episode of our series on the path to partnership. And in this episode, we will talk about the starting point when developing any partnership plan. And that is to know your firm. I decided to start here because I have noticed throughout the years that it is common, even for lawyers who have been at their firms for many, many years, to have questions about the partnership process that is followed at their firm. And I certainly had tons of questions and tons of doubts when I was up for a promotion, even though I had been around for several years. And part of the doubts that lawyers face arise from the fact that law firms have traditionally been quite a bit private about the processes that they follow when elevating attorneys. In fact, in some firms, partnership talk is sort of a taboo topic. And even though some firms have become more open on this topic, and many even publish memos or guidelines with promotion information, many lawyers still feel uncertain about the process. So today we will talk about why it is important to understand how promotions are handled at your firm, and also how you can get the information that you need on the process.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you. When you visit quadpod.com, you'll see our shows listed by category as well as average episode length. Find a new podcast at qodpod.com, the QuadPod Podcast Network. That's qodpod.com.
Hi again. As I mentioned earlier, the starting point in your promotion journey is to make sure that you understand the process that is followed by your firm to elevate attorneys to partner, as well as the criteria that they use to evaluate candidates. And so the question that comes up at this stage usually is, where do I get this information? And the answer to this question really depends on the firm. As you likely know, many firms have in place a partnership memo or other written guidelines that describe the requirements that a candidate has to satisfy at that specific firm in order to be promoted. And it usually also considers the procedure or the process that that firm follows in order to evaluate a candidate and decide whether that candidate is going to be promoted or not. These memos or guidelines usually include the minimum requirements established by the firm to consider a candidate for a promotion, such as minimum years within the firm or minimum years out of law school, and similar other requirements. The guidelines usually also address the quantitative and the qualitative criteria that will be considered in the evaluation of the candidates. And this can include measurable things like, for example, any billable hour requirements or origination requirements or any collections requirements that the firm has in place. It can also include subjective considerations like, for example, the quality of the attorney's work, their performance in their evaluations, their interpersonal skills. And in the next couple of episodes of this series, we're going to dive deeper into the common quantitative and qualitative factors that many firms commonly consider as part of the promotions process. But importantly, the partnership memos or guidelines often talk about the process or the procedure that is followed by the firm. And this is much more important than many people think. Because even though the description of the process can include timelines and deadlines, such as the deadline to apply for a promotion or to submit a nomination of a candidate, or the deadline for the candidate to submit a self-evaluation, or the dates in which the committees that make partnership decisions are going to meet and are going to vote. Besides that, these descriptions of the processes do something else that is very important. And it's that these documents usually say which persons are involved in the process and which persons are the decision makers in this process. So from these memos, you can get a lot of useful information on who will evaluate your candidacy, who will vote on your candidacy, whether anyone has to approve your candidacy before you are submitted to the process, among many other things. And this insight can affect considerably the promotion strategy that you develop. If you know who's going to make the promotion decision, you can try to get on a case with them and to develop a relationship with them. If you know who has to approve your candidacy, you know you have to work super hard on any matter where they supervise you so that they do not have any reservations about supporting you. So if your firm has one of these memos or one of these guidelines, your first step is to get a hold of it and to review it carefully, because what you learn from that memo will help you develop your strategy. In many cases, these documents are available to all attorneys, and you will be able to get your hands on them. But in some cases, there is no memo. There are no guidelines. Or maybe there is a document, but it is not available to you. If that's the case at your firm, then you need to figure out how to get the information on all of these things that I mentioned before. If your firm has a professional development committee or a professional development partner, they may be available to answer your questions on the promotion process. Your assigned mentor or your assigned supervisor may also help. But what if you don't feel comfortable asking them, or if your firm does not encourage these types of questions or conversations? Then you may want to consider whether there is a partner you trust who can shed some light on the firm's requirements, or if there is any other trusted person who can fill you in. And keep in mind that it doesn't have to be someone currently at your firm. Someone you know or with whom you worked in the past who maybe was a partner or a senior attorney at your firm, but that is no longer there, may be able to give you valuable information. Sometimes staff members at the firm have a lot of information on the promotions process. Legal assistants who have worked with important partners or other staff members who provide support with the partnership process learn a whole lot about how these procedures are handled and may have a lot of insight. So think about who can give you information and ask them to lunch or to coffee and see what you can find out. Make sure that you're not going against any firm procedures, but if it's not prohibited, if it's not a problem, then just go ahead and try to obtain this information from other colleagues and other people with knowledge. You should also consider if there are other ways to gain insight into how your firm promotes attorneys without having to ask. One thing to think about is whether there are any patterns that can offer insight into how promotions decisions are made. For example, have you noticed any traits that are common to all or to most of the recently promoted partners? Are the promoted partners the ones that bill the most hours, or are they the ones that are constantly bringing in business? Are they the ones that work in specific practice areas? Are they the ones that have strong litigation skills, or the ones who can handle M&A deals without supervision? Are there more promotions in certain practice groups or in certain offices? If that's the case, have you noticed whether these practice groups or these offices are growing or are very profitable? If they are, maybe those offices or those partners can justify the promotion of the candidates in their groups. The bottom line is that the patterns that you notice can provide some insight into how promotions are made at your firm. So it's worth becoming more observant and more aware of these patterns, because they can be very revealing. And if you are in a situation where you don't have a memo, you don't have any guidelines, and you also don't have any people to consult with or don't have any trusted mentors or sponsors that can provide information, maybe looking at the patterns and being observant about the patterns can give you some insight that can be helpful. The point is that one way or another, if you know your firm, if you know what is important to them, if you know what processes they follow, if you know the people that are involved in the process, then you are in a better position and you can develop a plan that is more informed because your plan can consider the specific individuals that are going to be making decisions and the specific criteria that is important at your firm. Thank you so much for listening today. And please check out our show notes for a worksheet that you can download in order to work a little bit more on the items that we have discussed today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.